Hello, everyone. I'm Pete.
And I'm Tanya.
This is What's the Dill? Thanks so much for listening.
Welcome back, you guys. Episode 19.
Whoop, whoop.
Welcome back, y'all.
We're almost at 20 episodes.
Thank you guys for taking this journey with us. I mean, first we were in a blender. Now we're changing lives. What?
Anybody get that reference?
Who knows what movie that's from? Anyone? Tanya, do you know what movie that's from? Anyone in this closet know what movie that is from?
Internship. Right? Is that what it's called? Or The Interns?
I know you know what it is. It's something, the Google one with yeah. Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn. I mean, if you knew what that was from, you got a similar taste
we're
in movies.
Soulmates.
Yeah. You got a similar taste in movies to us. Kind of movie that you see has 1.5 stars. And you're like, what? That movie's hilarious.
Oh, I am so good at that. I love the 1-star movies, yeah. Rotten Tomatoes 9%. Yeah. You'll know Tanya's watching those and loving them.
Tanya likes the movies that like the score has just like a graphic of like a barf face. And you're like, okay, well, and Tanya's like, I love this movie.
I can never trust the ratings.
Seriously, you can't trust the ratings. Audience score, that's where it's at. All right, so what are we talking about today? On that very happy and fun note, Tanya, mm-hmm. What are we talking about today?
Not to bring anybody down. we're talking about worry.
And there are many opportunities and chances to worry every day.
Yeah, I'm an expert.
About worrying,
unfortunately.
I have found it so funny, Tanya, we had kind of talked about that, like, so many people talk about, like, the worries of the world, and I wonder if it was like that back in the day, or people just, like, didn't admit it as much, or maybe people were admitting it. I don't know, like, what life was like in the 50s, I don't know, but I think we've talked about it, Tanya, that, like, worry is a pretty prevalent thing in, like, the modern young American's life.
Yeah, I agree. And I wonder if partly it's due to just being privy to everything or just being so, what's the word I'm looking for?
Like inundated with information.
Yeah.
All the things that can go wrong you see every day. You're like, oh boy, what? There was a mudslide in northern Washington? You're like, oh my gosh. Like, what if there's a mudslide here?
Yeah, even to go further back, not just like the 1950s, but you think like thousands of years ago, like maybe people just didn't know what was going on in the rest of the world. And it was kind of like ignorance is bliss. And because ignorance is bliss, there's less worry.
There has to be some science or psychology behind that. And if you're a psychologist or a scientist, let us know if there is a correlation between like the amount of knowledge and information you have in your head and like the rise of worry in your life. Because there probably is.
Yeah, I think there is.
And so not only worry of like things that could go wrong, but I think, Tanya, we wanted to make an episode about worry, how it can affect a marriage and like the kind of bigger attitude of worry, not just like worry about things that are happening, but like the worry attitude, the worrisome perspective and what it means individually and then what it like means and the implications in our marriage.
Right, because I didn't realize this, but worrying now in a marriage, it actually deeply affects you when I'm like worried about something, when I can't concentrate or do certain tasks because I'm so worried, it affects you.
Absolutely, because I think we are working from home together. We're spending a lot of time together. And if you're worried 18 hours a day, like I can't just be like, oh, I don't care, whatever. Oh, yeah, the Yankees are winning. Yes, the Yankees are winning. Like it's going to affect me. In a deep way.
Yeah.
So I think what we wanted to cover today is a few points about worry and what it means, and then how we don't worry in our marriage, what helps each other not worry individually and then in our marriage. You ready?
Ready.
So let's jump into a few observations about worry and the implications it has on our marriage or any marriage. So the first point, Tanya, I think worrying can be a distraction from the important things in life. You know, if I'm just worrying all day long about money or what I'm missing out on or the fact that we don't have a house yet, it can put my focus on just that stuff and not the right areas or maybe more like important areas of our marriage or what you're thinking or what you're going through. I'm just thinking about all these worries and not realizing that maybe you are, you know, worrying about something else, or maybe you need attention or you need some help. And negative thoughts and feelings can really like draw, you know, you in like a magnet. And I'll spend all this time worrying about something and I can like neglect the important things.
As I hear you say that, I guess I hadn't realized that there are so many tiny worries that go on every day in our marriage. And I guess I don't even realize like, oh, this might be affecting my spouse or, I don't know, even tiny worries like the ones that you said that can take you away from what really matters, that can take your thoughts away from what good thoughts, I guess. No.
Yeah. Like money. Money can consume your thoughts all day long and the lack thereof money or money running out. Or if we're ever going to have enough money to do this, or even when we get the house, are we going to have enough money to do the next thing? Like money can consume your thoughts all day long.
I think another observation of what worry can do is drive a distance between us. If I just play over and over in my head, what's going on in life? Is it bringing my husband down? Does it build him up? Because that's what's important. You won't be focused on the right areas of marriage or parenting or our jobs or anything else. If I'm worried about playing a scenario over and over in my head, maybe you don't even know that scenario. We haven't even like talked about that scenario. But if I'm like replaying it over and over and I'm worried about what you're thinking and I'm not communicating that, that's going to drive a wedge between us.
Yeah, I agree, Tanya. Worry can put distance between us if we just let it consume our minds. And like you're saying, it's so funny. Like I could be worrying about something and you have no idea that it's going on in my head, but I'm just letting it like drive a wedge and just worrying about this. Let's say, yeah, like it's money or security or something. It's just like worrying and worrying and worrying and like playing it over and over can draw distance between us. And that's why it's important to like be vulnerable, talk about it and communicate through it. And I think another result of worry is that worry and being worried can distort reality. It can make the truth seem weird and seem like life is always stacked up against you. If we let worry kind of really dig its heels in, we can find ourselves like becoming suspicious that anything good in our lives is going to be followed right around the corner with like a really bad, dramatic, traumatic event. And it can distort how, you know, we view things, how we view the world. We can't just look at like something pretty or happy or beautiful. We automatically then bring it to something worrisome, negative, bad, because we're just letting it consume our minds. That's not distorting our reality. You know, the world is kind of happening around us, whether we're worried or not about it.
Yeah, that reminds me of something that my mom used to tell me growing up. And she would just say, stop feeding yourself these negative thoughts, because the more you feed the negative thoughts, the more you believe them, and the more far removed you are from what's good in this life. And so, I mean, I'm a worry wart. I will say it time and time again. It's just in my nature to worry about everything. And I've noticed in my life that it takes me away from the good things of this life, and it robs me of good things. And I so quickly go to all these worries that I have rather than all of these blessings that I have. It's so much easier to be worried all the time, to have negative thoughts all the time, than it is to count your blessings and it is to think optimistic and positive. And I definitely fall into that trap. And what I'm learning now is that it's not just for my sake to not feed those negative thoughts, but it's for your sake now too, because we are one, because we are one unit and we're married. And like we said, it affects your spouse. I'm learning and realizing now these negative thoughts, they just don't affect me. They just don't affect my day. They're going to affect my spouse's day. And that's difficult and a hard pill to swallow, but I'm learning.
That was so well said, Tanya. Thank you for sharing that. That was very, very well said. So now that we've kind of discussed some of the consequences of worrying and kind of like, yeah, like the kind of bad effects that worry has on us and can have within our marriage, how do we combat it? How do we fight against worry? You know, what can we put up against worry? I love the Bible verse, Matthew 6:27. Jesus tells the people, "Can any of you by worrying add a single hour to your life?" And it's just like so true, so to the point where it's like the world is happening, whether we wanted to or not, whether we're worried about it or not, the world is happening around us. And it's like, whoa, like, you know, am I more comfortable though, just worrying about it all? And I'll just be like, well, I don't even care if I don't add any more hours to my life. I'll just be worried and go down and try to have the control with it. But I think I try to, you know, worry less. Mm-hmm. I know you really try to kind of look at the positive, like you were saying, there's really wise words from your mom, to kind of worry less, look at the world in not such a worrisome way. So one thing that's helped me is by talking with other guys about the world, talking with other guys about what's going on, having real and honest conversations about life, you know, not just superficial like conversations about the world, but like real conversations about what's going on, how we think about the world. It's helped me realize that everyone kind of pretty much has the same worries. You know, everyone's kind of going through a similar pattern of life in a way. Obviously, we have, you know, differences all along our lives, but realizing that other guys also worry about like whatever, houses, money, providing, family relationships, friend relationships, where we're going, fear of the future. Knowing that other guys are going through it with me, it's like helped me along. Kind of that like both like accountability and also that like recognizability in someone else.
Yeah, that's really cool. It's interesting hearing you talk about even just like naming off your worries. I'm realizing right now, like our worries are actually very different. We have different worries. So anyways, that's just an interesting take on that. I think what I do is I kind of really just talk to myself and I process. I think to combat worry, I have to process a lot. Does that make sense? So that I can get to the truth. And I always know, I know in my heart of hearts that the truth is always goodness. And so what I have to do is talk myself through every single worry that I have so that I come to the realization that the truth is that there is goodness in this world, that I have goodness in my life, and that there's no reason to worry.
Yeah, that makes sense. Kind of like processing what's going on and like really facing the fear, I guess.
Yeah. I think those would be the words I would use. You're spot on, facing the fear.
Thank you. Yeah, and I think another way to kind of combat worry and an antidote for worry is you, Tanya, and, you know, our relationship. You know, you help build me up. You help support me. You balance me out when I need balancing. You're the, acid to my base or base to my acid, the yin to my yang. And that relationship, this marriage that we have, has helped me worry. You know, it's brought on some worries and some new things, but it's also helped me realize that like you building me up helps me worry less. When you support me and tell me things that are going to be all right, or we kind of, like you said, process it, face the fear together, it helps me know that like you're there by my side, and that like is a good antidote for not worrying.
100%, I agree with you. There's so many times that you tell me I'm here for you. You know, instead of like it's going to be okay, you always tell me I'm going to be right here with you. And that definitely like lessens my worry, because it's true. It feels like, okay, I know I'm going to be okay because I'm not going to be by myself through this worry.
Yeah, I think a really fun lesson I've learned with you, Tanya, is that like you don't like when I say it's going to be okay, because you're like, wait a second, you don't know that. You can't tell the future.
I do say that.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, actually, you know, you're kind of right. Like, I don't know. I mean, I deeply know that it's going to be okay. But even telling you that, you're like, wait, how do you know? You can't tell the future. I'm like, okay, you're right about that. So, you know, I like to say I'm here for you no matter what, where it's like, hey, even if we go down, we're going to be going down together. And like, if you're okay with that, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. And that helps tremendously.
So this is what we think about worrying. This is kind of some of the worries we go through. This is what we use to worry less in our day, in our days. We'd love to hear what you guys think. We would really, really love to know how you guys deal with worry. Is it a big part of your life? Are you naturally inclined to worry? Do you just totally let everything fall off your back? But like, let us know how you deal with it and how you deal with like the relationship side of it and how you deal with like the friendship side of it, and how you worry less in your day. Or maybe you don't worry less at all. But we really want to hear from you. Send us an email at whatsthedealpodcast@gmail.com or respond to us on social media. And yeah, get in touch with us about this. We'd love to hear from you guys.
Thank you guys so much for continuing to listen to us. And please make sure to rate us on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, and come back and hear our next episode.
See you guys. We'll see you soon, okay?
Thank you. Bye.